the image I had, I saw a picture and I saw Jesus and he had a watch on. He had a big watch. And I've been reading in Ecclesiastes. I mean, he had a big golden watch, like a big Rolex. And he had a big watch on. And there's a verse in Ecclesiastes that says, to everything there is a time and a season. To everything. There's a time and a season. And I saw it's like the Lord went to the north, he went to the south, he went to the east, and he went to the west. And there's groups of people, and there were some people in the east. And he went over to the people in the east, and he spoke to them. And when he spoke to them, he said something to them, and they were blessed, and they were at peace. And it didn't take long, but he just blessed them. And then he went to the people to the north, and he spoke to them, and he said something to them, and they were blessed, and they were at peace. And then he went to the people in the west, and he spoke to them, and they were blessed, and they were at peace. And then he went to the people in the south, and he said something to them, and they were blessed, and they were at peace. And when he went to them, each time he went to them, he looked at his watch, and he said, it's time. And so, and basically, to me, the way I saw it, it was like the people in different spots represented us. And all of us are in different places with God. And he's dealing with us. And so he's dealing with us, and he comes to us, and he's saying, it's time. Because everything runs by a clock. God has a clock, and he's perfect with his timing, and everything runs on time. God ain't like us. He doesn't miss nothing. Everything is on time. And so it was by the clock, and he was coming. And so each time he came, there was a verse when he went to the first group, so the group to the east. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, but we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Here's what I saw. The Lord goes to the first group, and he goes to them, and he said, and he has a mirror. The Word of God is a mirror. The Word of God is a mirror, and he has a mirror. And he says, it's time to look in the mirror. It's time to look in the mirror. The mirror is the Word of God. It's time to look in the mirror. Let me explain that. What happens a lot of times as Christians, I know I did it when I first got saved. I begin to look into the Word, and then I go and I say, look what? You got some issues. And I say, look, Jimmy, you got some issues. Because the Word says, you got issues. Jimmy, you got some issues. And I would do like this, and I would tell everybody about their problem. And I said, do you see your problem? And I'd do just like that. So you can see it. And I said, the Word says, and you ain't supposed to talk like that. You ain't supposed to act like that. You know, you're supposed to act like Jesus. And so I would go around and I would show everybody their problem and their issue. And then after a while, the longer I started figuring out, God said, Van, you need to kind of turn this thing this way. And I begin to look in the Word of God, and I begin to look, and I begin to see me. And I begin to see my problems and my issues. I don't know if you've noticed or not. I don't jump on people. I jump on me. I talk about me. I talk about my issues, my problems. That I've learned, I begin to look at me. And until I start looking at me, I can't be transformed. I can't change. I can't change into the image of Him. But I got to look at me. And it's time. God was talking to this group over here. He said, it's time for you to start looking at yourself. Start to see yourself. See yourself for who you are. See your faults. See your issues. See your good things. And see your bad things. See who you are. See the image that I've created. See what you are. See what you have. See what you can do. Begin to look at yourself. And the more you begin to look, you begin to transform, because now that you see where you are, now you know where you need to go. Also, as you begin to look in this Word, you begin to see Jesus for who he is. And you can begin to act like him. One of the classrooms I'm in, I was in for a couple of years, we got a boy in there, and he has Down syndrome. And I didn't know what was going on. I went away for a couple of days. I wasn't in the class, and they knew where I was. And the teacher sent me a video because, and this kid, I see him and we know each other and stuff, but I didn't know he was looking at me. I didn't know he was paying me that much attention. And so those the 2 days that I was gone, he would come in the classroom and act just like me. And he had a copy down, and they were so tripped out that they videoed it and sent it to me. And I didn't even know I act like that. You know what I mean? You ever know, people will do something, you be like, I don't do that, you know? And he would come into class, and he came, and they showed he came into class, he said, hey, hey, hey. Well, I didn't know I'd come in there and say, hey, hey, hey. And I didn't know I did the 5 hours. I didn't know it, you know? And so, hey, hey, and then there's a counter, and I lean on the counter, and he leaned on the counter just like me, and he said, hey. And he would call out different names, and I didn't know I did. And he just did all kind of, and he would say certain things that I did. And he had me copied down, and I was sitting there, and I was like, at first I was like, I don't do that, but then, yeah, I do. You know, and I was like, man. And he was acting just like me. That's what God wants us to do. Act just like him. Copy him. And the more you get into that word, you begin to look at that word, you can act like him. Does that make sense? It's time to start acting like him. Second one, went to him. And he went to him and he said, it's time. This group that was in the north, he said, it's time to praise and give me honor. It's time to give me praise and honor. And he said, do you remember? Let me read Jeremiah to you. Jeremiah 33:9. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for them. Here's what hit me when the Lord was talking to this group. He said, Van, do you remember? And he just brought back to me. It just flooded me. He said, brought back to me. Do you remember how I blessed you and how I saved you? My dad, my mom, dad used to tell me about when I got up, when I was born, my lung collapsed. And they said, the doctor said they thought I was going to die. And they didn't give me an opportunity to live. And God spared me. I remember when I was driving down, coming from college, just leaving Jackie. Jackie just had to leave. And I'm going back to college. And I'd studied all night, did an all-nighter. Had been going all that day, football practice. Got up, drove to Fayetteville. It was like 6 hours. Didn't get no sleep. Stayed with her. She had the kid. I got back in the car. I'm driving all the way back, and I fall out. I just go to sleep. And when I wake up, I'm in the middle of the meeting. I'm going 80. I'm in the middle of the meeting, and the car flips 3 times. Bam, bam. And I don't know if you've ever never been there. My life flashed before me, and I saw my life flash, and I just said, well, I'm dead. And I thought I was gone. And the car was getting ready to flip one more time, and then it fell back, and nothing happened. Went to practice that next day. God spared me. I was in college. I'm working. I got a wife. Got 2 kids. I'm working. I got to deal with school, doing football. I'm also doing my internship, so I'm going back and forth with kindergarten school. It's like 30-40 minute drive, so I'm running. I'm burning it from the morning to the night. Coming back from school, or from the class, working with the kids, on a 2-lane highway, driving. I just fell out. I've been running too far. I just running too long. Knocked out. When I wake up, I'm on this side of the road, on the opposite side of the road, and I just stopped. I saw myself. I didn't panic or anything. I just stopped. When I turned around and looked, cars were all over the road. Didn't hit anybody, but I don't know what happened. I know they were scared, and they were watching, and I guess they were watching to see if I was going to die or when I was going to die.
I say all that to say, God spared me. And then all these things kept coming back to how God saved me and spared me. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to make it. All kind of stuff. I don't know. Does any of that come to your memory? You ain't supposed to be here. And God spared you. And God said, give me praise. He says, it's time to give me praise. Remember when I saved you. Remember when I delivered you. There's been times I've been in so much despair and I'm so hurt and I'm like, and God would bring me out. I don't know how he brought me out. Financially, I shouldn't be here. I don't know how I'm still in Paulie's. And I'm here. God did. And God said, give me praise. It's time to give me praise. The third group on the west. If any of you lack wisdom, let them ask God, who gives to everyone without reproach, if you lack wisdom. Wisdom is common sense. It's the way to make good judgment. But God says, I need you. He was coming to him. It's time to use good sense or common sense, but also spiritual sense. It's like the right hand and the left hand. In this world, you got to use both. When you're lost, when you don't know Jesus, you're a fool. In other words, you don't use common sense. You don't use good judgment. You'll do things that'll mess you up, that'll hurt you, that'll destroy you. When you meet Jesus, you have wisdom. In other words, you can use good judgment. You have common sense. But you also got to use spiritual sense in this world. In other words, it's like having a right hand and a left hand. If I just use my left hand and just walk around and I got my right hand, but I put it behind me and I don't use it, that don't make no sense. That's not good. All right? I mean, you can make it, but it would be better if you use both hands. I can just use one foot, walk around. I can make it through life. I can go through the rest of my life just like this. But it's better to walk on both feet. Common sense, spiritual sense. You got to know when to use both of them. For example, you remember King David? You remember David in the Bible? Now, common sense. If he used common sense, he wouldn't have did what he did. But he used spiritual sense. Let me explain. I'm really 5'11", but in the football manual, they would say 6 foot. I'm about 6 foot, about 200. Now, remember the giant in the Bible, Goliath? He was 9 feet. He's 9 feet, okay? I'm 6 feet, 9 feet, all right? I got 5 fingers and 5 toes. He got 6 fingers and 6 toes. Big man. I'm going to say, I don't know, but I'm 200. I'm saying that 9 feet, you're about at least 400. He a little bigger than me. His spear was so big, if I had to pick it up, I had to pick it up with both hands, and I really couldn't do it. He picked it up with one hand like this and swinging it around. If we were going to fight, if we were going to have some money, put a bet on it, hey, fam, there's $1 million. You fight Goliath. You fight Goliath, there's $1 million right there. Now, it's a fight to the death. Whoever win. Get the money. He 9 feet. He got 6 fingers, 6 toes. He bigger, he stronger. Common sense would say, no. I ain't gonna fight that one. But when you use spiritual sense, David, and God says, David, go. What did David do? He conquered. There's sometimes you got to use common sense, and there's sometimes you got to listen to God and you got to use your spiritual sense. Do you follow me? There will be some times you got to use common sense. No, I'm not. That battle's not mine. And there's other times, okay, this battle is too big for me, but God said. And so I saw God giving people wisdom. You remember Peter? Jesus is walking on the water. Peter, come on. All right. Now, common sense, we say, nah, we don't walk on water. Right? But spiritual sense, he told me, I got a revelation from God, I walk on water. Common sense, spiritual sense. You got to know when to use them. When God is talking, when God tells you to walk on the water, and when he tells you, you stay in the boat. And I saw him giving people wisdom to know how to use this. To walk, operate in this world, sometimes you're going to have to use your common sense, and sometimes you're going to have to use your spiritual sense. You're going to have to trust God to walk on the water. Do you follow me? And so I saw God, and he said, it's time for you to get the wisdom. And one of the ways you get the wisdom is by spending time with the Lord. This past week I went, and I spent time with Jack in the month. We spent time together. Now, you say, well, Van, don't you spend time on? Yeah, we're here. I see her, but we don't spend no time. We pass each other, say, hey, she go cook, I go lay around, all right? You know, she go to sleep, I go to sleep, she go work out, I go to work. We see each other, I know her, but we don't spend time. And so we have to make time. You know, we have to say, well, we got to go to date night, or we got to go here, we got to make time. I see her all the time, but there's time that you can see somebody or be around somebody, and then there's time that you spend with the Lord. You're here at the church. You might read the Bible, you might do something good for somebody. That's good, but when do you spend time with the Lord? And that's where you find out wisdom. When do I walk by common sense, and when I walk by spiritual sense? Last thing. Last one. Romans 12. For we are all one members of one body. And then he gets in verse 6. He says, having then different gifts according to the grace that he has given us, use them. I saw this. I saw God go to them. He went to this group in the south, and he said, it's time to use your gifts. I've given everybody different gifts. He said, use them. You know what's sad? Is when you have a gift and you won't use it. When you can sing and you won't sing. Does a bird say, no, I ain't singing. No tweet today. When you can run and you won't run. I ain't running. When you can jump and you won't jump. If you have a gift, use it. That's part of being the body. What if your eye said, I ain't looking? If your ear said, you ain't gonna hear nothing. I ain't working. We're a body. I need your gift. Whatever you're good at doing, my gift is exhortation. I love to encourage people. I love to lift people up. I love to make them feel better. I don't like making people feel worse. I hate when people make other people feel like they're worse or they're less. I hate that. My gift is lift you up, encourage you. If I don't use my gift, that's a sad thing. I'm hurting my own body. You're part of my body. If I don't use it, I'm hurting. If you don't use your gift, you're hurting me. What is your gift? If you don't know, ask. God, what is my gift? What can I do? It might be, again, I don't get paid for lifting people up. Don't nobody give me no money. Man, you did good. Here, $20. You know, you broke as ever. But it's my gift. Use your gift. Everybody catch that? I don't know where you are. I don't know which group you're in. I don't know if he's dealing with you over here about checking your mirror. I don't know if he's dealing with you about praise. I don't know if he's dealing with you about common sense and spiritual sense. I don't know if he's dealing with you about your gift. But whatever it is, it's time. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. Bless your people. Bless your people so that we might be a blessing, Father. Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, have a great day. Be blessed today.